AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer gave an update on questioning of former President Bill Clinton about Jeffrey Epstein.
Ranking Member Garcia asked President Clinton, quote, should President Trump be called to answer questions from this committee? And President Clinton said, that's for you to decide. And the president went on to say that the president, Trump, has never said anything to me to make me think he was involved.
Ro Khanna is a Democrat on the House committee.
And it was civil, and he set the tone, in my view, for the precedent that the President Trump needs to now come and answer these questions.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton testified yesterday. President Trump says he's not happy with the latest talks over Iran's nuclear program, but indicated he would give the negotiators more time to reach a deal to avert another war in the Middle East.
But we haven't made a final decision. We're not exactly happy with the way they negotiated. They cannot have nuclear weapons. We're not thrilled with the way they're negotiating, so we'll see how it all works.
The latest round of talks were held yesterday in Geneva. Pakistan and Afghanistan traded attacks in a dramatic escalation of tensions between the two countries. Pakistan's defense minister says the countries are now in open war. President Trump opened the possibility of a friendly takeover of Cuba coming off talks with Havana. Attorney General Pam Bondi says prosecutors have indicted 30 people tied to protest at a Minnesota church over an immigration enforcement crackdown. Bondi says 25 of those people are already under arrest. The protest led to the arrest of independent journalist Don Lemon and others. Stocks are lower at the close on Wall Street. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. In Milan, Italy, a tram derailed and slammed into a building. Two people were killed.
Evidentemente una tragedia, due morti.
Milan's mayor, Beppe Sala, says one victim was aboard the tram and another was passing by. The mayor says the tram skipped a stop and was traveling at a higher rate of speed than would be expected. He says the driver has been hospitalized and an investigation is underway. Video by Sky TG24 shows the tram suddenly swerve at its switch track that is used by another tram line and go off its usual course, and nearly flipped on its side before slamming to a stop. The number 9 tram runs through the busy heart of Milan, which is hosting seasonal fashion shows and preparations for the Paralympic Games. I'm Jennifer King.
Actor Shia LaBeouf has been charged with battery and is accused of repeatedly using homophobic slurs while hitting multiple people at a New Orleans bar during Mardi Gras. That's according to a police report obtained by the AP via a public records request. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.